John's also doing catering within the state regs. So if people are having gatherings of under 25 people, John can come and bring the truck even.
Food truck wedding all of a sudden in the new era of COVID.
Exactly. The food truck has always served at weddings. Now we're getting the weddings rather than something that's been on the books for a year. You know, we're getting the we don't want to wait another year. Sorry, I can't say that on the radio.
I can bleep you out.
please put the bleep in. Yeah. So
it's always
so
my favorite.
People know that I said that. Yeah. We just want to get married and we want to do it 3 weeks from now. And there are going to be 25 people there. And can you bring the truck? Bringing the truck obviously makes the event a little more special and unique.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks. And John, somebody want to get that?
Sorry. I'm trying to turn my ringer off, but I gotta figure out how to like silence it.
Put them live on the radio with me.
Yeah, I think they probably just want to order their sandwiches.
And John Grossman from Holyoke Hummus Company in Holyoke, which is another one of our food trucks making its way around the valley, but also has a brick and mortar presence. So before we get to what's going on with the food truck, what is happening at actual Holyoke Hummus Company there, John?
So we are open here at 285 High Street. We're here Tuesday through Saturday, and we're doing curbside pickup. You can call us and place an order, or you can also order right online and then just give us a call when you get here. And we're bringing hot and fresh food right out to your car.
What are some of the things that you have to offer?
We do Middle Eastern. We have falafel-based food. We've got a lot of different falafel sandwiches, falafel plates. Then we have a bunch of different yummy salads that we make fresh, beet salad and chickpea salad. And then, of course, there's our hummus, which is our flagship product. We make a hummus-flavored hummus that is yummy. And part of our pandemic pivot here is also we've been working on getting our wholesale license so we can get that out into the markets.
So, John, I'm just wondering, like, so when you were 8 years old, was this the dream? Like, you would be making hummus for the world and driving it around through towns and selling it through stores and putting into pita pockets and feeding the world?
I think that when I was 8 years old, my dream was probably to be eating hummus, not so much to be on a food truck. Now, my love of food, just growing up through family and community, breaking bread with people, I always sort of knew its importance in my life and just being a connected human being. And then being here in Holyoke with the food truck craze cresting over the nation, I just thought that it would be, you know, sort of a side business for me at first. It, of course, has taken over my life. And Middle Eastern was just food that I grew up with in my village. There wasn't any falafel being served here in Holyoke. And I wanted to have it be available. And that was really how the business started.
Hummus-flavored hummus?
Yes, hummus-flavored hummus.
For those who maybe go and get hummus at the store, and there are all sorts of other different flavors, what makes hummus-flavored hummus hummus-flavored?
Your very traditional hummus, you know, so if you got a package that said something like traditional on it, you're going to taste tahina in there, tahini, which is a ground sesame paste. Obviously, chickpeas, which gives it sort of a nutty flavor, and lemon juice, salt, cumin. That's really the very most basic flavor. Watching other hummus in the supermarket coming up with a million different flavors, you know, and just because you can make cotton candy flavored hummus doesn't mean that you should.
What about garlic? Because my wife and I have this ongoing debate. When she gets the hummus that is not garlic, I'm always like, that's not hummus to me. It needs garlic. Does it?
Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry if I didn't mention that as 92. yes, there's definitely garlic in there. Not an overwhelming amount of garlic, but it's definitely part of our hummus-flavored hummus.
I haven't had the privilege to come into your brick-and-mortar store in Holyoke, but I've many times experienced the Holyoke hummus truck. Where can we find the Holyoke hummus truck in the near vicinity?
We've got three great locations going on right now. On Thursday nights, we are at Abandoned Building Brewery. They've got a lovely outdoor setup going on, and we've kind of grown up with them. We were serving at their first anniversary party off of a tent and tables when we first began, and it's just a great spot, great people, great location. That's in East Hampton. And then on Friday nights, we're up at Valley View in Haydenville, which, if you haven't been up there, is just an amazingly gorgeous spot. Talk about physical distancing. There's 30 acres for you to wander around on, and they're serving beautiful cocktails and beers and cider that they're making up there now. That's just another lovely spot to be at. On Saturdays, Myas Catering on Route 9 in Leeds. Seth has been letting us park our truck there lunch through dinner, so 12 to 7, and that's been just great to sort of see people who spot a truck, a food truck on the side of the road, and they just love to stop, and our regulars have also been finding us there. So the truck is out and about, and we're just grateful that we're able to see people and serve them our fresh food and make it right there on the spot for them. We're happy to be part of the food system here.
And speaking of that, this is the Local Hero Spotlight. So talk a little bit about some of the local stuff that you sourced to use within your hummus in the Holyoke hummus truck.
The salads that we make are largely local when we can get it. So like right now, we've got tomatoes from Kitchen Garden Farm. We've got cucumbers from Red Fire Farm, local parsley. We're also at the restaurant, we're doing a fun thing. I don't know if you've heard of the Sunderland Farm Cooperative.
I have.
So we are a drop spot for them. I don't know if we're the southernmost drop spot for them. But you come and pick it up at the restaurant, and most people have been ordering, picking up on Wednesdays or Saturdays, and ordering lunch at the same time. We're super happy to be part of that food distribution. My family's been using that as well. I mean, all the different ways that food is being distributed right now, I think are eventually going to be very good for local food. So we're happy to participate in that.
So let's say I know the truck is at a certain place at a certain time. Do I drive to the truck and put my order in, or can I order ahead of time so I literally swing right out, get my food, and head out?
You can do it both ways. So we have online ordering both for the restaurant and for the trucks.
John Grossman of the Holyoke Hummus Company, which has a brick and mortar in Holyoke and a food truck that you can see at a bunch of different locations around the valley. And Bill Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.